Good morning, I'm Scott Morrell, and I'd like to recognize my co-author, Dr. Hao Zhang, from the Department of Statistics at Purdue University. Every 4 or 5 years, the International Plant Nutrition Institute surveys soil testing laboratories to gather information on soil test levels across North America. We don't gather individual soil sample data. Instead, we ask laboratories to provide us with the number of samples falling in various soil test categories or intervals, and the upper interval is open-ended or censored. So we have interval censored data, and that provides some challenges in terms of analysis. And so there were a couple of primary objectives with our analysis. One was to estimate central tendency when you have only this interval censored data, and then to look at some sort of trend over time in central tendency. I'm going to show an example for soil test potassium levels in Iowa over time, and the central tendency we were interested in were the medians rather than the means because we have positively skewed data. So on this graph, I'm showing the numbers of samples in various soil test categories with the bars, and you notice the bar on the right is open to indicate that that is an open-ended category. We also have superimposed upon those four different lines, and each one of those lines is a probability density function. Each of those functions is a two-parameter function, like the mean and the standard deviation for a normal distribution. And the way that we did this was we used the Fit Distribution Plus package in R to estimate the maximum likelihood function. Maximum likelihood estimation basically will estimate the values of the parameters in each one of those distributions that were most likely to have produced the data that we observed. And we have four different distributions that we tested: normal, log normal, gamma, and viable. And you can see that those various distributions fit the data differently. We use the Akaiki information criterion to determine which of those distribution models was the best fit. And the result was that the log normal was the best fit. So then we proceeded on with a different technique. This is survival regression analysis. This also uses maximum likelihood estimation. And we used the log normal distribution in this analysis. So the regression was actually conducted in log normal space. And in that log normal space, what was best fit turns out to be the median when you back transform it. So this is a median regression. We've got boxes here it's a modified box plot. The bottom line is the first quartile, the middle line is the median, and the top line is the third quartile. And then I've plotted also the medians as black points. And you can see that we did get a curve through those points that was best fit. And our results were for this particular data set from Iowa on potassium that we had an average increase in soil test level of 1.47% per year. So in conclusion, we were able to put together a couple of different methods. We used maximum likelihood estimation to determine what the best distribution would be. We determined that was log normal. And then using that log normal distribution, we were able to do a survival regression analysis and analyze the changes in medians over time. So with that, I have about 20 seconds for questions. Yes?
Could you show one example, any idea if this works for other nutrients, other regions?
Yeah, the question is whether this works for other nutrients. We will be looking at that. We basically have phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, magnesium, zinc to try. So we'll be looking at a number of nutrients. Good question.
How many states are you looking at?
We have most U.S. states and provinces, but they're of varying population densities. So some of them are fairly sparse.
Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Chair.